Thank you very much for the explanation of the work of the Eurasian Transport Links and how it could have consultations with OECD on the corridor mechanism as presented by you, by the Secretariat. So we, SC2, can just note these developments, whereas our role is to keep track on the development of the Eurasian rail transport, and that in annual meetings we will be updated on the project, the Eurasian Transport Links project. Anybody else who would like to take the floor on the Eurasian rail transport? No. So then we have one draft decision. The working party noted developments in Eurasian transport links and SITKIN, so the observatory. What was exactly the wording?
Sustainable inland transport connectivity indicators.
Sustainable transport connectivity indicators.
More or less.
Okay, so does this lead to any reflection? No. So then this decision is adopted, and we will move on to the agenda point 9, Trans-European Railway Project. Working party will be informed by the project manager of the TER project about the activities in 22, concrete results planned for subsequent years, and efforts to increase number of participating countries. I would like to pass the floor to the TER project manager to update us on the developments, and then we can discuss the results and consider the further support of the work.
The presentation is up on the screen.
Okay, so the presentation is coming.